This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Biden says he is optimistic after reaching a bipartisan infrastructure deal. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president met with Senate Democrats and Republicans at the White House, and when they were done, he said,
"We have a deal.
This bill doesn't have all the things the president wanted."
That's what it means to compromise. And it reflects something important. It reflects consensus. The heart of democracy requires consensus.
Maine Republican Susan Collins was in the room. She says it's important to show the Senate can function.
Everyone contributed to what is the largest infrastructure package in history.
Money would go to things like roads and highways, broadband, and efforts to tackle climate change. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Authorities continue to search for survivors after a wing of a 12-story beachfront condo building collapsed with a roar in a town outside Miami on Thursday, killing at least one person and trapping residents in rubble and twisted metal. Rescuers pulled dozens of survivors and continued to look for more. Nearly 100 people are still unaccounted for, according to authorities, raising fears that the death toll could climb sharply. Officials did not know how many people were in the tower when it fell around 1:30 a.m. local time. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said that the building is pancaked, and he called it heartbreaking because it doesn't mean that we are going to be successful as we wanted to be in finding people alive. On Wall Street, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 indexes closed at record highs on Thursday. The Dow also jumped almost 1% after President Biden embraced a bipartisan Senate infrastructure deal.